All right, Shabbos say good morning. Let's begin. So I want to try to do something a little bit different this morning, if it's all right. I put out on the WhatsApp a beautiful piece by the Meshech Chachma that someone actually showed me yesterday. So I figure we'll use the few moments that we have before the daf to focus a little bit on this as it speaks to Inyanei Emunah, and you'll see it's quite an amazing piece. So just to give you the context, so the pasuk that's referring to over here, Perek Tazayin Pasuk Chaf, the Torah is discussing the idea that Moshe Rabbeinu outlines the way that the man would work. Man would fall every single day. There's a particular amount of man that would fall for each individual. The halacha was you'd go out in the morning, collect the man. Anything that you left over, ultimately, again, would not sustain, would spoil. The idea with the man was enough for each and every day, nothing left over. Fine, very simple. Erev Shabbos, Friday, you'll get a double portion. Interesting discussion about what would happen if Shabbos goes into Yom Tiv, what happens with man there, but that's not our discussion for today, for this morning. So the pasuk says as follows. So the pasuk says, Vayomer Moshe aleihem ish al yoser menad boker. So this is Parak Tazayin pasuk it says. Moshe says to Klal Yisrael, don't leave over any man until the morning. V'lo shamu al Moshe. So remember again, they did not. So Rashi points out, who's the they? Dosan and Aviram did not listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayosiru anoshim imenu ad boker. And therefore they left over man up until the morning. Vayorum tolaim vayivash. So the man became filled with worms. It decomposed. It rotted. Vayiktsov aleihem Moshe. And Moshe Rabbeinu got angry at these individuals. Good. So we'll say, Pashup Shat. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu get angry? Right? They broke the law. Can you imagine Moshe Rabbeinu? I don't understand you guys. You get fed from heavenly bread every single day. You don't have to do anything. All you have to do is exercise a bit of imagination to decide what you want it to taste like. And that's it. And I give this one simple instruction with the man. Don't leave over. And it's clear Moshe Rabbeinu understood that this was a premeditated act of leaving over. It wasn't the pshat that this was an accident, that it was a shogeg. He understood this was amazing. So he gets upset. He gets upset because why would people flagrantly violate the law? I don't understand. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of you with his incredible chesed, his incredible kindness, and yet you can't maintain fidelity and allegiance to one simple halacha. So the Meshech Chachma says something amazing. So you have this on your WhatsApp. So in the sheet that you have, it's in the left hand column. It's a longer piece. We're only doing the first couple of lines. Vayiktzof aleihem Moshe. Moshe gets angry. So interestingly enough, the Meshech Chachma is bothered by Moshe's anger. He doesn't understand why Moshe gets angry. In fact, again, Moshe should have been happy. Why should Moshe have been happy? Perish shebe emes haya bazeh bitachon nifla v'nisayon timidi. So remember again, the entire essence of the man was an incredible sense of bitachon and emunah, right? So man required, why did, so he's, let me read this. He says, kehema be'eretz lo zarua umunach man v'holich li'ibut v'hema lo yilaktun rak hanitzrach la'osa yom v'zehu nisayon timidi b'chol yom. Ava kashero siru vayorum tola and vayivash veimkein hulalo talios kiyokatu mashiya halo yorum tola and vayivash. So listen to this. So Moshe Rabbeinu understood as follows. The man represented the quintessential emunah. Right? That we'll say, you ever think about this in just a moment? Why not have enough man fall for the week? Collect it once. And that's it, right? Much easier system. Every single day, there's a particular portion. Let it fall once a week. Get what you need. Go home. Shalom al Yisrael. The man was to build up a sense of emunah. The man was to build up a sense of daily emunah and reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That take what it is that you're supposed to. There's no leftovers. There's no ability to put anything away for the next day. Take what you need in order to subsist. And no more. And you have to believe that at the end of the day, if you'd go out and next morning, more is going to fall. And you have to realize that ultimately, again, trying to circumvent emunah will not work. It won't work. So it says the Meshech Chachma, V'zeh Nisayon Timidi B'chol Yom. This was a daily Nisayon. Rabbi said, by the way, when you understand this, you also understand why Klal Yisrael had so much difficulty with the Man. The Man was a Nisayon in Emunah. It was a test in faith of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Do you believe that tomorrow morning your daily bread is going to be there? Aval, Kasher Osiru V'yarm Tolam V'yivash. When Dasan and Aviram left over Man, and it rotted and became filled with worms. Ve'im kein, hulalot alios, kim yilkutu mashiyya, halo yorum talam v'yivash. Moshe was upset. Why? Because now there was no longer any nisayon. When Dasan Aviram left over the man, and the next morning they came out and it was filled with worms and it was rotting and it was decaying. So Klal Yisrael saw there's no benefit to gathering more. Ubatal hanisayon. So Shebo say, here's the interesting part. Before Dasan and Aviram did what they did, the man was supposed to operate like this. Moshe Rabbeinu says, only take a certain amount. But don't bother taking any more, because if you take any more, what's going to happen? It's going to rot. And Klal Yisrael had to believe that, right? This is, most remember, think about this. You're a Jew in the desert. So what's going through your mind every single day? You know what? Let me take a little extra. Just put it on the side. I'm not saying God's not good for it. But in the event that something happens, just have a little bit of extra. And in your mind, that's a daily struggle. Should I take a little bit more? Should I take this? Should I take that? That's the struggle. I, Moshe Rabbeinu, said it's going to decay. Maybe it doesn't really decay. Moshe is just saying that in order to get me to walk the straight and narrow. So every single day I have this struggle of Emunah. Should I believe in what Moshe Rabbeinu said? Should I believe what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said or not? Says the Meshech Chachma, when Dasan and Aviram left over the man, and the people saw that what? That it did in fact decay. Says the Meshech Chachma, there is no longer an Isayon in Emunah. Right? There's no longer a test. Why is there no longer a test? Because what's the point of taking more? It's clear to us that what? That it all decays the next day. And the Meshech Chachma says, true Emunah only grows out of Nisayon. True belief only grows when there's a test, when there's a challenge, when it's difficult. The moment that everything becomes obvious and apparent, that's the moment to a certain degree that spiritual growth, that belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu stops. So says Meshech Chachma, that's why Vayiktzof Aleihem Moshe. Moshe doesn't get angry simply because it's an affront to his covet, because I told you something and you broke the law. Moshe gets upset because you don't understand what you just lost. You had the opportunity to have a daily struggle in your Emunah. And that daily struggle is what builds you. That daily struggle is what bolsters you. But now you lost the struggle. The struggle is gone. Because you saw what happened with your own eyes if you leave over the man. So therefore, when you go out in the morning, there's no longer a Yetzirah to collect more or to leave anything over because you saw what happened. And the moment you lose your struggle in your Emunah is the moment you lose your opportunity for dramatic growth. Meshech Chachma teaching us such an incredible yisod. The Rebbe says, true growth in Emunah only comes when Emunah is tested. Right? When there is an isayon, when there is a challenge to it, that's where growth in Emunah comes. When things are obvious, when things are apparent, can you have Emunah? Of course you could have it, but Lamaise doesn't grow and flourish like it does when tested by daily challenge, by daily nisayon. All right, we'll stop over here. We'll come back to Mr. Shem next week.